Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Dalad. Mishneh now is going to tackle another oifin of somebody who's has a Shavuah imposed against him. We give the schus Shavuah to the Teveh, Shavuos Hanoitlin. V'shekenegdei choshel al ha-Shavuah ketzed. What's that case? Achas Shavuos ha-Edus, v'achas Shavuos ha-Pikodoin, v'afilu Shavuos shov. The easiest way a person becomes nechshad that he's going to make a shvuah sheker, and we can't believe, we can't be mekabel a shvuah, is if he has a history of making a shvuah that's not true. It doesn't make a difference which shvuah it is. Shvuah seidus he made l'sheker, or shvuah pikodin he made l'sheker, or shvuah shov, which he didn't harm anybody, but l'maisa he obviously doesn't take the idea of a shvuah seriously. It's in yichomer and he doesn't take it seriously. So no matter how can we give him a shvuah? His making of a shvuah is not an affirmation of emes. It's meaningless. Now, there's an interesting back and forth between two pshatim and the Tosfos in Bava Metzia Daf Hei. The halacha over here that a person who's a choshel al shvuah, he can't make a shvuah, therefore we give it to the neutel, could be explained, Tosfos says in the first pshat over there, in Dibra Maschel Shekenegdoi, that be'etzem, when a person can't make a shvuah because we can't believe his shvuah, so he's a regular, like a person who doesn't want to make a shvuah. If a person is mechuyev shvuah, in any of the cases that we discuss, he's mechuyev shvuah deraisa, mitoch sheni roitza l'shov, mitoch sheni yochel l'shov, mishalim. So over here also, this fellow is eni yochel l'shov, so the halacha would be mishalim. So be'etzem, mideraisa, the neutral should take without a shvuah, since he can't make a shvuah. However, he's going to be a hapless victim. You know that somebody has a history. He has a record of being a nishba l'sheker. So it's very easy to make any accusation you want in Bezdin against him. And you'll schlep him into a bunch of situations. So well, they had to protect. They said, okay, the neutral shouldn't take without a shvua. One way to understand it. The second part of the test says, no. That's a midaraisi. It's not a mitech sheni yochel l'shov mishalem. Because a mitech sheni yochel l'shov is mitech sheni Roitze, or he's in any day. Here he claims he knows. He claims he wants to be Nishba. We are not willing to accept his Shvua. That would not have a din of a Terech Shem Yochel Shav M'Shalm Deraisa. So the din is a new din midrabanan, like the other Shvuas HaNaitlim, that since we don't want to be Mekabel HaShvua, we give the Koyach HaShvua to the Neutel to be Nishba V'Neutel. Hoya Echad Mehem Misachek B'Kuvyo. A Misachek B'Kuvyo is Nechshav from the Psulei or Eidus midrabanan. The Psula Eidus midraisa, that's any Bal Averu, not any Averu, but any Averu which is an Averu Chamuru with the Zechiv Malkis, or any Averu which is related to Momen. Those are the Klolim in Sanhedrin Perek Gimel, the Psula Eidus. Any Bal Averu, or a Rosh Dechomos, which is a Rosh on any Averu of Momen, is possible. Lishvua is anybody in those categories is also possible to shvua. Over here, the Mishnah doesn't have to speak out every single aver. The Mishnah speaks out Masach Kuvyo because it's an Eidus. It's a Psul Eidus Midrabonon. And he's still possible to shvua. Malva Beribis. Masach Kuvyo, by the way, is not a proper Gazlan. Just the way the Gemara explains it, over there we discussed the Barichus in Sanhedrin, it's also in Rosh Hashanah, that he's bedoim to somebody who's taking money unwillingly from somebody because Be'etzem, the opmach between the two of them, that the gambler who wins takes the money, is like taking by force from the other person. It's like an asmachta. He's not mamish a gazel, so it's midirabon. Umalva beribis is also posum midirabonon. Now, malva beribis is a balaveru. So, lechayish be posum midiraisa. Yeshayimim. Again, this is a sugi and sanhedrin of Kof Dalid. The Rav in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak at the end already talks about this. Either you could say Malva Bribis, we're talking about Ribis Durabonon. So he's only possible Durabonon, that's why the Mishnah has to mention it. Or even a Malvan Ribis Deraisa, some people think that as long as both parties agree to the loan document, that he's not Mamisha Balaver. State in the Mishnah, no, he's the Emisha Balaver. Mafriche Yoinim is racing pigeons. He's also a type of Balaver because also it's like gambling. There's also one pshat in the, you take a look at the Rav over here, he brings the other pshat that's in the Sugyan Sanhedrin Chavei, that Mafricha Yonim is not pigeon racing for gambling, but it means he teaches Yonim to be mafriach to land in other nests. So Mela, it's a form of gezel. It's not mamish gezel, it's a grom of gezel. Seichir Yeshvius is somebody who sells fruits that he's not allowed to be Zeichim in a hefker. Again, he's not a gazlan, but the Torah says you're not allowed to take it and make schoire. So he's like doing something that's usur for mominus. He has a psul derabon. These are all psul derabon. Like we said, the Mishnah only mentions those. Now the Mishnah says something else. Ho yushneim chashudim. What happens if both of them are chashudim? You have a din Torah between two people that are not on the up and up. One's a balaveri, is posel la'edus, or shvua. One of them was caught a different time lying on the shvua, so he can make a shvua. Says the Mishnah, a cryptic lashon, chozra shvua l'mkoymo, divrei Reb Yosi. The shvua goes back to its place. What does that mean? Remei oimi yachloiku. You split the din Torah. They're fighting over $100, 50. So first of all, what does it mean? Chozra shvua l'mkoymo. The Gemara has two pshatim. One pshat is chozra shvua. We're talking about where Reuben was tevei Shimon. Shimon is a mighty b'miktsas, but he can't make a shvua because he's a choshut, so we allow Reuven to make the shvua, shvuas hanoitlam. Like we said, that's the chiddush. We allow him to make a shvuas hanoitlam. If Reuven is also a choshut, so behechach, you can't make Reuven swear more than Shimon, so the shvua goes back to the Shimon. That's l'mkoyma. So what do you do now? So one pshat the Gemara is, it's chazal l'mkoyma. The lashon the Gemara l'mkoyma is a play that it's Chazalim Kaima Shal Oilam. That's it. There's nothing you can do about it. Goes back to the Ben Shem. Let the Ben Shem figure it out. Meaning to say, we will not impose a Shvua where we're choshed that the person will lie. And therefore, we don't give the Shvua. And then you're stuck. There's no way to win the Dinter and finish. The other Pshat is Chazal Shvulim Kaima. It goes back, again, like we said, to the Nitva, who's the natural one that should have to swear. He can't. Mitoch Sheni Yachal Shalim Mishalim. It's mamish and halacha, the opposite. One pshat is, we don't make him pay anything, he's scot-free. The other pshat is, faket, mitech shen yachal d'shalom mishalim. It has to do a little bit with what we spoke about before. What is the bets and the din deraisa? Those two pshat, mitech and bav mitzir. The next Mishnah hey, haken v'ni al pinkosei keitzad. There's a case over here of a storekeeper with his pinkus, on his books. Where he has something written down. What's the case? The pinkus of a storekeeper is where he writes down chovis. People buy on credit. And he writes it down. So the Mishnah comes lafuke. Don't say the cases. Loisha yemele. The case is not where he tells him. Kosov al pinkosi. It's written over here in my ledger. Shat achayiv li mosayim zuz. Tells the customer, yachayiv to me mosayim zuz. And obviously the customer says, what are you talking about? Bechi hagavno. We're going to make a Shavuos HaNoitlim. Now, why would the Mishnah have to come lafuke such a thing? Because it would be logical. Maybe they were misakin a Shavuos. Because otherwise, people are not going to sell on credit. It's necessary for business that groceries sell on credit. So we could hear it saying that they sell on credit. Customers are going to want to get out of it. The storekeeper is always going to be chasing. They're not going to want to sell on credit. They take another be misakin. They give me an Ishbam HaNoitlim. It's not so far-fetched. Mishnah says, no, there's no such halacha. Lo shiyem alay. Elo, the case is, Omalay, he tells him, Ten livni sosayim chitin, ten lepoy alay bisel amois. We're talking about where the Balabais has workers in his own business, and he gives orders for the store to give merchandise in small amounts of sosayim chitim, or small amounts of money, because the chenveni has changed, he tells his workers to go get money from there. Hu aimer? The chenveni says, I rendered you the service and I did give out the money, nosati. V'hein aimerim? The workers say, we never got. Or the son who was supposed to, a different type of case, where the son is supposed to be paid by the father, and the way the father did it is by telling the storekeeper to give the son on credit merchandise, or to give him small amounts of money. They say, the poel or the son say, Loi notalim, we never took. So we have a machlokes here between the chenveni, who claims that he did render the service, with the one who was supposed to get the money from the chenveni, claims they never got it. Hu nishba v'noitl? The halach is that the chenveni is nishba v'noitl, v'hein nishboin v'noitlin, Remember, the Poelim, who claimed that they were not paid, they claim they still have an outstanding claim connected to the Baal HaBayis. So the Chenveni claims he's owed money, the Baal HaBayis claims he's owed money, they're both going to be Nishboim and Oitman with Baal HaBayis. Oma Ben Anos, Ketzad Eilu Boin L'Dei Shvua Shov, Ve'Eilu Boin L'Dei Shvua Shov, how could you administer a Shvua to two parties being Tevea, the Baal HaBayis, where you know that one of them is lying? How can you do such a thing? Setting up a Shvua Shov, Shvua Sheker, really. Elo, no, that's not what we do. Hu, which is the Chenveni Noitel Shaloi B'Shvua, V'hein Noitel Shaloi B'Shvua, B'Hecher, you're going to have to say over here without a Shvua. So the Gemara explains that Shitas Ben Nanas is that we will never give the ability to make a Shvua where we know that it's Sheker. The Chomanan is both in the Taina. The Gemara used the expression "Halitenu l'rosh v'yomis." Put it in his mouth. If he swallows it, let him die. Let them that somebody put in a false claim. Let the one who put in a false claim. Let him do an aver. We have to protect people that have a decent, legitimate claim to money. So, Mela, we do what we have to do. We give both of them a shvua. They'll make the shvua. Okay, whoever made the shvua wrong, please, it's chayv.